It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
There are so many fun things when you're starting a new relationship with someone.
Oh, there really are.
You know, those butterflies that you feel when you see them. Or the butterflies that you get when you see their name pop up on your phone, that they sent you a text message. You're like, oh, what does it say? Then you open up that text message and read it and send them something back.
Yeah.
And then you just wait by your phone until they respond. And then 5 minutes goes by and they haven't responded. And then 10 minutes goes by. And then 12 minutes. And then you know that they're definitely cheating on you.
Whoa.
So many fun things.
That got dark.
In a new relationship. Well, Renee is on the phone with us. And that's sort of the issue that she's having today, and that's why she wants to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. What's up, Renee? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I love you guys.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
I love you. Love you, too.
Hi, Renee.
It's never too soon to say those words, Renee.
Yeah.
I love you, too. So tell us a little bit about what you want to do with your Awkward Tuesday phone call today.
I've been dating someone for about 6 weeks. I really like him, and we just have a lot in common.
Great.
But
okay.
I've noticed a couple weird little, like, that shouldn't be happening, like red flags.
Wait, so you're already seeing red flags in the first 6 weeks of hanging out?
But they're like little flags.
Little
yeah,
baby
they're
red
just
flags.
Tiny red flags.
Yeah, they're
sometimes tiny red flags grow into huge red flags, though. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know, but like they're little for now. And so I'm trying to tell myself like it's in my head.
Okay. And what is this new guy's name?
His name is Jake.
Okay.
Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
Like it. So your email for the Awkward Tuesday phone call said that you think he's up to no good. Why?
I don't know if he's up to no good. I just have a hard time trusting him. Like, I've been in relationships where I've been kind of cheated on in the past.
I hope they said it to you like that,
kind
too.
Of
hey,
her.
I kind of cheated on
well,
you.
Just a little bit.
No, like, I mean, you know, I cheated. Yeah, you're
yeah.
right. I said it weird. I said it totally weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been cheated on in the past, and now you're concerned about this dude.
Yeah, that's why I emailed you guys. Like, it could be me, but there's also been these little, like, hints that it could be something else that I need to pay attention to.
What are the little hints that you're talking about? I mean, what is he doing? You ask him what he's up to, and he's like, sorry, I'm with a chick right now. That would be a big sign that he's being unfaithful.
Like, I'll text him and be like, hey, what are you up to tonight?
Uh-huh.
And he either won't respond for, like, forever, or he'll just be like, can't see you, talk later.
Did that short?
Yeah.
Wow.
How often are you guys hanging out during the week?
2 times.
Oh,
that's normal.
I don't think that's very much.
Really?
I mean, you know, we both have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Yeah, but when you're in a brand new relationship, don't you want to spend, like, every waking moment that you can with that person?
Don't get me wrong. Like, I would like to see him more.
Uh-huh.
But I understand he's busy. It's just that when he doesn't want to see me, like, why does he have to be so vague about it?
Yeah. Oh. That could go one of two ways. You know, he could be vague because he doesn't think it's a big deal. It's just like, I can't see you right now.
Sure.
Or he's a really good liar, because bad liars will give you so much detail.
Dude.
You know, if he was lying to you, he's like, I got this to do, this to do, this to do, this to do, this to do. Yeah. Like, that's usually when you can tell he's lying. That's kind of a gray area right there that you're going through.
And trust what Jubal's saying right now. He has a lot of experience lying to women.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's one red flag that he's kind of vague about the stuff that he's doing, but is there anything else?
Well, something happened a couple nights ago that is finally why I emailed you guys.
Okay, what happened?
I got done with work kind of late, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to surprise him with dinner and me. And so, like, I grabbed some food and headed over to his place, and all the lights were off, and it was pretty clear that nobody was home.
Okay.
So I just sent him a text and was like, oh, hey, where are you? What are you up to? And he wrote back, like, 5 minutes later, I'm really sick. I'm staying in tonight.
Oh.
But
oh.
It was clear no one was there.
All right.
Oh.
So that's a lie.
Yeah.
And, like, you're sure he just didn't go to bed early? Like, his car was missing?
Car was missing. We had texted a little bit during the day, and he didn't mention that he was sick.
Oh.
All right. Well, that's okay. Now I think you've got reason to think he might be up to something.
That is no good. Did you call him out on it? Did you tell him that you were at his house?
No, I didn't respond. I just went home, had two dinners, and I didn't want to like be like, well, I obviously know that you're not home because I'm in your driveway, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, it's, crazy lady.
That's right. Information that you have where it would actually make you sound kind of crazy.
A bit. So this is why I need to do the Awkward Tuesday phone call, because I know he's lying to me, but now I want to know if he's lying because he's cheating or if it was just a really stupid lie for some reason.
Yeah.
And if he is cheating, I want to call him out on the radio.
Oh,
all right. I kind of like you're finally taking charge of all of the past badness that's happened to you, you know?
You get me.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, give you some advice, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, all right?
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, hang on.